Chapter 18. Chained in Warhoon. It must have been several hours before I regained consciousness, and I well remember the feeling of surprise which swept over me as I realized that I was not dead. I was lying among a pile of sleeping silks and furs in the corner of a small room in which were several green warriors, and bending over me was an ancient and ugly female. As I opened my eyes, she turned to one of the warriors, saying,
"He will live, Ojed."
"'Tis well,"
replied the one so addressed, rising and approaching my couch.
"He should render rare sport for the great games."
And now, as my eyes fell upon him, I saw that he was no Thok, for his ornaments and metal were not of that hoard. He was a huge fellow, terribly scarred about the face and chest, and with one broken tusk and a missing ear. Strapped on either breast were human skulls, and depending from these a number of dried human hands. His reference to the great games of which I had heard so much while among the Thoks convinced me that I had but jumped from purgatory into Gehenna. After a few more words with the female, during which she assured him that I was now fully fit to travel, the Jed ordered that we mount and ride after the main column. I was strapped securely to as wild and unmanageable a thote as I had ever seen, and, with a mounted warrior on either side to prevent the beast from bolting, we rode forth at a furious pace in pursuit of the column. My wounds gave me but little pain, so wonderfully and rapidly had the applications and injections of the female exercised their therapeutic powers, and so deftly had she bound and plastered the injuries. Just before dark, we reached the main body of troops shortly after they had made camp for the night. I was immediately taken before the leader, who proved to be the Jeddak of the hordes of Wahoon. Like the Jed who had brought me, he was frightfully scarred, and also decorated with the breastplate of human skulls and dried dead hands, which seemed to mark all the greater warriors among the Wahoons, as well as to indicate their awful ferocity, which greatly transcends even that of the Thoks. The Jeddak, Bar Comus, who was comparatively young, was the object of the fierce and jealous hatred of his old lieutenant, Dak Kova, the Jed who had captured me, and I could not but note the almost studied efforts which the latter made to affront his superior. He entirely omitted the usual formal salutation as we entered the presence of the Jeddak, and as he pushed me roughly before the ruler, he exclaimed in a loud and menacing voice,
"I have brought a strange creature wearing the mettle of a Thok, whom it is my pleasure to have battle with a wild thought at the great games. He will die as Bar Comus, your Jeddak, sees fit, if at all," replied the young ruler with emphasis and dignity.